Welcome to DT Madness, Chronicles from the Third Life, Episode 90, May 12th, 2024. So glad you could make it. I do like that swingy jazz. Fresh beat gets me every time. Happy Mama's Day to you all. For this 90th episode of The Madness, I am working on becoming less tethered, not untethered. As my youngest boy quickly pointed out, there are benefits to normative social influence, fitting in. There are benefits to being a part of the herd, evolutionarily speaking. And he thinks he's smart. But we on past that a little bit here in our society. And so I don't mean that I will become completely untethered, but definitely less tethered. And very simple ways for that is I'm going to plan to wear my Apple Watch a little bit less, which will also help me work on this watch tan I've got on my left wrist. I started doing it yesterday. And of course, I wear the rope of relationship on my right wrist, and I was definitely off balance. So I'm going to have to come up with something to hold me down on the left side. But yeah, wearing the watch less, I'll still wear it. I think for the time being at school, because it is handy to be able to see what, you know, emails and whatever are coming in without having to walk over to the computer every time. And that's helpful. I do like the main function that I use it for is the fitness part, the steps and all that. But I mean, I'm doing the same routine. I'm doing very, very similar routines. And so I know how many steps I'm getting. I like the badges though. I do. I like the badges. I like to see that I close my rings. I'm a sucker for that kind of behaviorism, but, you know, I think that I can be less tethered wearing that thing and not always having the notifications coming across while I'm just doing my daily thing. You know, it's funny that the dopamine, whatever plans, reduction plans, the Liven app or whatever, they always suck me in on Instagram, and which the whole point is to stop spending so much time on the social media. And so that's part of it too, like turning off notifications so that the little red ones don't pop up. The quest will be, can I now not continually check to see if there are notifications. And I think that's the quest for this time, to become less tethered, to not want to pick up my phone 1,000 times an hour, you know, to check and see if there's a message or a like or a funny new kid laughing in a barber chair, you know, something like that. Also got to work on this tank top tan, but that's a different kind of tethered. I guess I could talk about some of the current events. I'll say that I sent out an email to the future, to the potential AP seminar kids, and asked them what their favorite things were, what were they interested in, and gave them a fairly broad list of things to choose from, because what I really want to do is tailor the class individually, or at least in pods, to make it as beneficial and as worthwhile for them as I can. And a good many of them are interested in current events, you know, politics, what's going on in Israel, Gaza, what's going on in Russia, Ukraine, What, things like that. That makes me excited because the seminar class in a lot of ways is an English class, and I need to beef up on my ability to teach writing. But if we can teach it from a current events perspective, then that's going to be pretty good. But speaking of current events, I hope that you've seen these frat guys, and maybe one girl, that was on college campus there at Chapel Hill that, like, rescued the American flag and whatever. And then there was this GoFundMe to give them a razor, and it raised like a half a million. Anyway, those types of things. But like, what's underneath all that? What's the implicit response? What's it based on in terms of, yeah, proud to be America, and what's the flag, and what does that represent to the people who are funding the rager, and what does it represent to the kids who picked it up, and what does it represent to the pro-Palestinian mob that was trying to take it down, and so those types of real questions I'm excited about. But really not too much going on today here in the DT Madness. I will say, like, I'm feeling being me, and that's it's a good feeling. I have really contemplated this fourth life. These are the chronicles of the third life, and I'd even thought about during one episode about whether, we would end the third life chronicles and move into the fourth life. And I've recognized, or I'm reconciled really, that what I envision as the fourth life is ultimate freedom, is completely untethered in the best possible way, and I don't believe that anyone has achieved that, perhaps other than a few figures in history, short of death. And so I don't anticipate reaching the fourth life, but the approach is now embedded in these third life chronicles. But yeah, so I didn't have a whole lot of things to look for. I've been working on my writing. Like I said last time, I completed one about my kind of days with widespread panic. I've got a couple of other topics that I've written down, which is kind of my process. Once I write the topic down, then I begin to ruminate. I begin to let those ideas marinate and try to outline them in my head, so that by the time I get to writing, it's the first draft is kind of been done. I just am able to roll that way. And so I've got some topics, that I've written down on a list, and I was Googling some writing aids or some 30-day writing challenges, and some of these lists popped up, and so I thought I would take some of them today. The first one is top pet peeves, and I do still get a little irritated at driving people driving, people who try to cut way up in front of the line. But you know what? If they can pull it off, I guess go for it. People driving the same speed in both lanes, if it's a four laner, But I think the thing that gets me the most at school is when we've just got these kids that just wander all over the building just all the time. And it's the same kids, man. And like, come on, teachers, keep these kids in your class. But on the other hand, I understand why you would probably not want to. But come on, keep them in your class. So there's a pet peeve, I guess, with the teachers. I didn't even realize that was going to come out. But it's when I catch the kids doing something, like if I walk in and they're vaping in the bathroom, or if I see them wander past one bathroom to another, and then I ask them why, and then they act like nothing is going on. They act like I don't know what I'm talking about. Like they think that they think they could fool me. And I don't really mind them. I get it. I used to want to take an extra lap too. There are days where I want to still take an extra lap and not work my way right back to class. I think that our classes are too long. I do. I think 90 minutes is too long. And so I understand why they need a brain break. Now, that's not really what they're going for necessarily. But if they would just be like, oh man, Mr. Thomas, I was just going to take a lap, then I would just tell them to go back to class. But when they try to think that I'm not going to understand, okay. So yeah, we'll move on from pet peeves. What shows did you watch as a kid? You know what? My kids do this. They do brackets and rankings all the times about the kids that they watched when they were little. I mean, the shows that they watched when they were little. But I started trying to think about the ones that I watch. I mean, Saturday morning Cartoon Express. And there was like two different channels. I know now they got 100 channels, but like one had Super Friends, and Super Friends was I want to say it. I think Super Friends was my favorite, maybe of all. Maybe Mr. Rogers. Super Friends, The League of Justice. It was awesome. The Saturday Morning Cartoon Express was great too. You had Space Ghost on there. You had Captain Caveman. Whatever, man. That was a bunch of like the Grape Ape. I don't know what else was on there. Like Huckleberry Hound. I don't know where all these were, but all those cartoons are great. Mr. Rogers was amazing. I still think about Imagination Land. I still think about going to, the King Friday and like that platypus. What was the platypus up to? And Daniel Tiger and, taking that train. Man, that was some good stuff. That was some good stuff. Voltron was one that I really, really enjoyed. And then, getting into WWF, really, it was NWA for me with the Four Horsemen, Tully Blanchard and all those kinds of things. Views on religion. Yeah, I guess I better not go too far into this, but I have been thinking about like turning the tables over at the temple and what that's all about and how they're just kind of using the temple to sell their wares and like they're using the religion to make their money off people. And I just think about like the whole enterprise of, yeah, I just think about the whole enterprise of like Christian music and the hype that goes along with being a worship. Anyway, I'm sorry. I've just been thinking about it. This one isn't related. It just kind of got thrown in there. But I read. I've been reading. I'm back on a good kick now. The AP exams are over. I read The Four Winds. I might have talked about that. But then I read. What is that thing called? Rachel Kong, Real Americans, and it's just got some new type stuff in it. Like it's just fresh and it just makes you think about a whole bunch of stuff. And it really did make me want to have a real life human being book club, And like once a month, maybe even once every 2 months or so. Anybody? I don't know. I know most of you on the cast here aren't living in town, but I don't know. We could start with that one. We could start with Real Americans. If anybody wants, let me know. You can hit me up at Church of Six. That's the number six, churchofsix@gmail.com. You could try to message me on Instagram, but my notifications are off, so it may be a minute. We'll see if I can pass my quest. Book club. The next and the things that, the thing that we'll end on is can you write down 30 facts about yourself? And I guess I try to become too, I don't know, to come up with things that had meaning, or whatever, instead of just kind of random stuff like my eyes are blue, kind of, depending on the day, on the weather. They're kind of gray, I guess. Some, I don't know, maybe green. Are they? I don't, what color are my eyes? They're blue sometimes. But so 30 facts, and I don't think I got to 30, although maybe I got to more than 30 if you begin to add some of this stuff up. One that I wrote down myself is how many championships have I won? Because I was thinking about fourth grade. We definitely won the fourth grade Little League basketball championship. We went undefeated, 10-0. I remember that because that's one of the things that is kind of a flashbulb memory for me. And it's one of the things that is on my list to talk about, like sports, in terms of my writing, what my relationship with sports is. And we won it in sixth grade also. We went 9-1. We lost one in number three. We won 5th grade and 6th grade baseball for the Red Sox. We won 7th grade and 8th grade baseball. We lost one in 8th grade, the first time to lose in middle school baseball, Crest Middle School baseball, in some several years, but we still won. We still won the championship. We won the conference championship in my 12th grade year of baseball. We were awful in soccer. We didn't ever win that one. I didn't win any in basketball after elementary school. I don't know if it counts. I was a Crest crazy when we won the state championship in football. I was a part of the championship flag football team with Tyler Kettering and Sam and what's her name? Diana's sister. I can never remember her name, but we dominated that thing, the CDH. That was fun. I guess that's all the championships, sports championships that I've gotten. Another fact about me is I was the pledge class president for Sigma Phi Epsilon at Davidson College. I didn't make it to the end either of freshman year or and therefore I never was inducted. I'm not a brother, but I was close. I was close. In 8th grade, I won the Optimist Oratorical Contest, and I think I won $50. They win like 200 now. Back when a dollar was a dollar, you know. But I spoke about the evils of drugs and stuff like that, which is, you know, what you think about that? Isn't it ironic? Getting into I'm getting into yoga and like in some different kinds. I really enjoy that. I've been working onto that. Got doing a 30-day challenge here at the house. I like to paint my toenails orange, although I'm still too a little bit too tethered. That when I wear my orange toenails out, if I got my Birks on, then sometimes I'll scrunch my toes up if I think that there are people that are going to judge me because of it. So that's a thing I want to not be as tethered to. Orange is my favorite color. There's another one. I have been completely sober now. The only drug I have, or a drug or alcohol substance, is caffeine and sugar. Still working on those. I'm not working on them. Not working on them. I'm sticking with those. But 1,227 days. How many jobs have I had? You know, my first job was like painting dorm rooms at Gardner Webb during the summer. We didn't do a whole lot of hard work doing that. I worked at Coca-Cola Bottling Company in Shelby, and I was the guy that had to count the product when it came back in to make sure that, I guess, the truck drivers weren't that they were being honest. And I learned how to do that pretty good. And also, I had to dump the out-of-date product into this big bin with a billion bees flying around. I also got to see what the product looked like in the warehouse before it got sent to the stores, which is why I always wipe down the rim of my can, whatever it is, Coke or whatever, even the water, the LaCroix waters or whatever. Even if I'm not drinking out of, I'm definitely not drinking out of it. But if I, even if I don't, I'm wiping it down. That was something. I worked at the YMCA as like a sports person in the summertime. I don't think I'm skipping anything. I was a part-time youth pastor at Sandy Run Church for a time. I was a teacher at Statesville Christian School for 2 years. And I've been teaching at Crest for 21 years. I'm wrapping up my 21st year of service, so less than a decade before retirement. Kind of wild to think about. Another fact about me is I'm an introvert. I guided that. Oh man, I've got the notifications on my new laptop, and people are texting me. So just allow the beep to take you back to center, you know? Yeah, I guess I, before 1,227 days ago, I would disguise that introversion. And so I'm learning to be me even more, without the help of those addictions. But where am I here? I got married barefooted, walking in, almost 23 years ago to Willie Nelson singing Blue Skies, tux and all that, long hair, earring, but maybe I don't know if I had my earring then. I don't think I did. But I was definitely barefooted. I've been to 12 major league parks. At one point, I guess before pandemic, I was BP, BP. I was gonna try to hit them all, but I don't really care as much about baseball anymore. If I was gonna do a thing like that now, it would be the four majors of tennis, which would require me to go to New York, Australia, Paris, or Roland Garros, France, and England. So we'll see if that happens. But I have been to, Atlanta, Chicago, both Chicagos. I've been to Philly. I've been to the Mets Stadium in New York. Milwaukee, Oakland, Washington. I don't know if that's 12. I've been to 11 or 12. I had it going there for a minute. I do like baking. And I made some carrot cake cupcakes. One of my dad's favorite desserts was carrot cake, and his birthday was this past Friday. Was his 75th birthday, and the first one that we've experienced since his passing last August. So that was tough, man. That was heavy, and kind of as a sacrament for myself, I went and bought all the ingredients and went through the process of making some carrot cake cupcakes. The first round was no bueno. It was I forgot to add in the vegetable oil and also the brown sugar. But I started to try to scoop those things into the little cupcake holders, and it was so thick and sticky, I couldn't get it in there. And I realized, like, man, this can't be. And finally, I looked back at the recipe. And so I threw those out, and they were in the oven. They were getting ready to go. And I threw those into the trash can and started all over again and got all the things right this time. Getting stuff everywhere, man. When I bake, I like to use all the bowls, and just like, if you're using the mixer and it splatters out, or you're chopping the carrots, man, whatever, it don't matter. I clean it up later. That's part of the process. Get stuff everywhere, And but yeah, even then though, like when you use those little cupcake holder things, the liners, to go into the muffin holes, it's tough. They won't go down in there, and they don't. I don't know. Maybe I had the off brand, and that was why. But those came out. I made the home the fresh cream cheese, icing with the confectioner's sugar and the block of cream cheese and the block of butter and all that kind of stuff, and whipped it up 30 seconds on low and 2 minutes on high. And I had too much of that stuff left. We need to make something today with that to ice that. But I took them and gave them out, and I took them to the school, and on Friday afternoon, and the first two people I saw were Denise and Brooke, and Denise and Brooke are the people who come around and clean my classroom, and they clean the bathrooms, the custodians at school. And I had intended to give them the people that my dad knew, and I did do that. But it struck me that those are exactly the people that my dad would have given his cupcakes to, because he didn't care if you were the president of the university. He didn't give you any higher esteem than if you were a custodian or a locksmith or an auto fleet manager, or if you were in lawn care, or if you were a professor. It didn't matter to him. You were just you. And that bugged some of the people at the top for sure. But anyway, that's the cupcakes. I like cheesecakes too. I had four piercings at one point. I got my ear pierced the first time on the day we were junior marshals in 95. After that, my dad got his pierced because he thought that I wouldn't want to be twins, and instead I just got another one in my left lower lobe. So I had two in my left lower lobe, and then I got one in my right lower lobe, and then I got one in the right cartilage, and that one didn't stay long because that junk hurt because I was trying had to take it in and out for soccer practice. I used to wear a toe ring. I think I got that from Windy Gap. I'm a sucker for affirmation. This one comes into the category of what are the four ways to your heart? And yeah, if you say nice things about me, then I'm definitely I become malleable, you know. I'm pretty sure that I'm not going to run for mayor again in 2025, but I fully realize that if people are like, "Oh, you've got to, you did," you know, they say nice things about me, it's going to be tough. I don't mean to say that giving or receiving affirmation is bad. When I got to go to eat with my friend Matt for his 50th birthday, there were some people there, and one in particular, Jeff Becker, who just said some really kind things about me, not only now, but in how he has perceived me in the past. And it helped me shake off a lot of guilt and doubt that I've had about my contributions to the whole Broad River community and all that kind of stuff. And so affirmation is not a bad thing. I went to Presidential Classroom. I thought about this. That was in 1995 as well. February of 95, my junior year. This one asked me about the question on the writing thing was about your first love, and I don't know. I guess that was her. I mean, it was high school kind of stuff. And but yeah, when I went to Presidential Classroom, my first love, I guess, was it was Valentine's Day, and I didn't call her. And because I mean, we didn't have cell phones or nothing, you know, it was just like it was like I would have had to call her from the hotel phone. But anyway, she broke up with me. And then when I got back, she was like, I mean, she didn't know I was hanging out with these other friends of mine up there from Puerto Rico and New Jersey, but I wasn't a great boyfriend type person. But then she's like, "Oh, I know. I'm sorry. We'll get back together." And I became stubborn. I was like, "Nah, it's like that." And then a day or two later, I was like, "Oh, okay." And then she's like, "Nah." And then that was it, man. That was it. But Presidential Classroom was awesome. Celebrity crushes. I mean, come on, man. Liv Tyler. Liv Tyler. Erwin. Come on. Come on. Reese Witherspoon. Is that? No. Kirsten Dunst. She's the one. One of my guilty pleasures is that movie about cheerleaders, the Bring It On. But also, she's in Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. And then, you know, if it said to name three, so if I got to name three, then I mean, Tom Brady. Come on, Tom Brady. I was elected to town council in 2015. One time I got put into a basketball game in ninth grade, and we were down by 1 point, and I was in, and I got fouled shooting a half court shot at the buzzer. And so I had three free throws to tie it up. Yeah, missed them all. I've been to a handful of Broadway shows. I saw Miss Saigon once. I've seen Phantom several times, Les Mis several times. I've seen Hamilton twice, Lion King several times. I guess those are the ones. Les Mis is always the one I want to see if I can. It's awesome. On Broadway, we saw Phantom. That's really the only one that actually was on Broadway. But yeah, you know, what is this about? It's just kind of random 30 facts, but it really is about embracing the past. I mean, I think about who I am and who I was. I think about the kid that I see in videos, you know, with the whole shoulder mounted camcorders on the VHS tapes, and I think about the kid who's complaining about getting socks or complaining about getting the wrong, you know, getting GoBots instead of Transformers or whatever. And I've had a negative view of that person. I know I wasn't a great person all the time. I'm not a great person all the time now. But I'm learning to embrace who I was. Maybe next time we'll get into talking about the future because I'm I'm less and less inclined to use the future tense words like should and would and will, and more inclined to just be here. But anyway, somebody said the other day, they were joking, they were just messing around. It's just one of these southern phrases that we use, like you're a mess. And I'm honestly less of a mess than I have been in as long as I can remember. Like just at peace with who I've been, what I've been through, what I'm trying to become, but the faults and failures and failings that I know I have. So yeah, I hope that you can find that too. It's a good thing. This has been a Church of Six production, brought to you by the Bucket of Life, the Rope of Relationship, the Foundation Tower of Stone, the Wall of Belief, the Token of Hope, and the Magic Rock times one, one received and one given. Nothing divine is desperate, and in order to be, try to never seem. May all your circumstances serve to awaken compassion, and as you go, teach peace. I almost bought a t-shirt that said that. Don't forget to believe, y'all, and be live. Grace and peace, my friends.